As students return to school this time of year, many will wear new shoes. Some of the most popular sneakers are in the Air Jordan line, produced by Nike and named after famous basketball player Michael Jordan. WISO Dayton Youth Radio producers Caden Dean, Trey Ray Redmond, and Jalen Thomas from Meadowdale High School wanted to learn more about the history of Air Jordans. So they interviewed Cincinnati native and Fashion Institute of Technology professor Emil Wilbeacon. Wilbeacon starts this story by describing life in 1985 when Air Jordans were first released.
That year was, it was kind of like a very interesting year. It was like an interesting year of cultural change. So Prince's album, Purple Rain, dropped. Apple released its first Macintosh computer. The HIV and AIDS crisis was going on. There was a lot happening in America at that time. And I think that's a moment in time where just everything was kind of changing. Young people wanted to have more of a voice. Music was really, really popping with music videos and MTV and stuff like that. So Jordan really kind of stepped into the arena at a time where it was a cultural shift in America.
Can you tell us some of the people's first reactions to Jordans when they came out? Like, were they positive or negative?
I mean, it was pretty positive. The NBA was, again, because of the colors, the regulations, they were fining them. And what that ended up doing was really making them become more popular, right? It was like the more he was fined, the more people demanded and were like cheering him on for the sneakers. So there were like everybody wanted them. So literally, you know, they had to kind of keep up with production and stuff like that because so many young people, especially, you know, young Black men wanted those sneakers, right? And it was really, really popular. So the reaction was strong. Like it was something new, it was something different. And it was, you know, it really aligned with the superstar power of Michael Jordan, like how he was playing, him making that huge deal when he joined the Bulls. It was like a hero. And so people wanted a piece of it, and you could get a piece of it by, you know, wearing the sneakers.
Do you know about MJ's first contract with Nike? If so, how do you feel about his contract compared to the contracts today?
I mean, his contract, it really set the tone for how athletes and celebrities get endorsements and deals. I mean, his deal was really unprecedented and really was a benchmark for how we would see other celebrities, everyone from LeBron James to Serena Williams, you know, who are all with Nike, specifically how their deals would be shaped. He made things possible to have a young Black man saying, I want this much money at this time, was revolutionary. And so I think that's really important to talk about and to look at from a historical perspective of how business happens. Like, someone has to take a risk, right? And so Michael Jordan and his family took the risk to ask for that much money at that time. People thought it was crazy, right? No one thought that was possible. Now we look at the deals that athletes get, which are so much more. That's all started because of Michael Jordan.
How you feel about football players wearing Jordan cleats and stuff like that?
I think it's amazing. I think one of the things that Brand Jordan has done, which is super innovative, is also, you know, also expanding to cover football, to create cleats, to also create golf, you know, shoes and versions. I think it's really smart because it's, as athletes, as people who love sports, we're not monolithic. We do multiple things, right? We like multiple sports. So I think it makes it great for them to then do football and then to do golf because it's about athleticism, right? It's about comfort. It's about performance. And so I think it's really, really cool when you see football players wearing the Jordans, when you see golfers wearing the Jordans.
So how many pairs of Jordans have you owned in your life?
How many pairs? I've lost count. Yeah, I don't know. I've bought so many, and you know, once I don't like them too worn out, so I end up having to pass them on. Right now, I have 4 pairs in rotation that are pretty new. So I like, you know, and I like the classics. I have the elephant print ones. Yeah, I don't know. I'm older. I don't know how many I've had in my lifetime.
That was Dayton Youth Radio producers Caden Dean, Trey Ray Redman, and Jalen Thomas from Meadowdale High School, talking with Cincinnati native and Fashion Institute of Technology professor Emil Wilbeacon. The story was produced at the Ockelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.